COVID-19 caseloads and deaths rose significantly in Arkansas during the month of November. To learn how the virus is having an impact on different segments of the population, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Mary Hennigan and Katie Sider from the University of Arkansas's School of Journalism. Both are interns for ArkansasCOVID.com. During yesterday's conversation, Sider explained the increase in Arkansas numbers reflects a broader national trend.
The virus is surging throughout the country and really throughout the whole world. And there's this second wave that we're really seeing in Arkansas, and Arkansas is really seeing it in the hospital and morgue this month as well. So the second wave has resulted in a lot of record-breaking days in Arkansas. The top 10 days for new cases were all reported in November. So before, you know, this month, we had days going back to April and, you know, the start of the pandemic, and we have just seen a huge caseload this month. And the highest day for cases was November 26th. We had 2,348 cases reported in one day. We also recorded the most cases in one week this month. It was the week of November 16th through November 22nd. And we recorded over 12,000 cases. And that can kind of go back to the celebration of Halloween and seeing how those social gatherings and the holiday season that's coming up is going to have an impact on the caseloads. So in total, Arkansas recorded 45,169 cases in November, and that is a 63% increase from the caseloads that we saw in October. We averaged 1,506 cases per day in November. So for deaths, there were 5 days in November that we recorded at least 30 deaths or more. The highest was November 16th with 42 deaths. And again, that was about 2 weeks after Halloween. We averaged 19 deaths a day in November. And there were 577 total deaths in November, which was relatively consistent with last month in October. But when looking back towards September, that's a 73% increase in deaths per day. So you can really see how in the last 2 months, we've had that surge in deaths. As far as counties, Pulaski County, Benton County, and Washington County remain the top three counties for caseload.
You mentioned deaths, and that may be something we get into later, but I remember last month when we were talking, one of the things that stood out to you guys was an increase in the Native American population. Did that continue this month as well?
There was an increase in the Native American deaths. They went from 4 to 7 this month in November, and that was the highest increase, but it's important to remember that they had a small number to begin with. The other demographic that we're looking at in November is the white population. Again, since October, they've kind of started to get more cases. So they had the greatest increase in cases in November. They totaled more than 29,000 new cases, and that is a 43% increase. Every day, about 990 people in the white population were infected. And same thing with the Native Americans. They were the next most affected in the caseload. They had 94 new cases, but that was a 30% increase for that group. So while we're still seeing this increase in the white population, comparatively, they are the fourth most affected by a 10,000 population rate. And the Native Americans are still lower on that list, but we're seeing that group still become more affected now.
With the Native American group, do you know is it a cluster? Does it seem to be like in one specific county or town where maybe there's a large population of Native Americans?
So I don't have that information right now. And unfortunately, we don't really get the demographics per county. So it's hard to figure out where these clusters are coming from.
I ask because, you know, early in the pandemic, the Marshallese population specifically in Springdale was hit so hard. And, you know, that was attributed to multi-generational families living together. And I'm wondering if that's something that we might be seeing next.
Yeah, I can't say right now. It's significant to me because the Native American population is very small. And so to have these spikes in cases is something that we're going to be looking into.
What are some of the other demographic information that you found or any changes, perhaps in ages? How is that looking? There were younger kids, I think, last month, and that was a bit surprising.
Yeah, again, the same thing for this month. Ages 11 to 17-year-olds had the highest percentage increase with 50%. And overall, all total age groups increased by a third in November. So we saw those increases in the younger group by percentage, but again, it was the older population that had accumulated the most cases. So they had about 7,000 new cases in November, and that pushed them forward to be the third most impacted in the age category. And still in the leading is the 25 to 34 year old group. And again, I kind of attribute that to being the working, the out most often group. And with the deaths for age, there are still no reported COVID deaths for anyone under 24. So that is a good sign. But now that group is being more affected by cases. So we'll have to wait and see what December has to hold. A few deaths were in the 25 to 44 year old range, and similar to October, the elderly held most of the deaths for November. 82% of the month's total had the deaths in the 65 plus age group. That's 474 deaths, and that is 10 times more than any other age group.
Were there any new numbers that surprised you? We know overall everything was just going up in November, but was there anything in particular that stood out to you?
We saw a very high hospitalization rate this month. We had many record-breaking days. The highest day was on the last day of the month with 1,063 current hospitalizations. There were also record breakings in the ventilators. Again, November 13th, and that was 201 patients on ventilators. Even with new admits to the hospital, there were 3 days with more than 100 new patients. The highest was November 19th with 129. So the hospitalizations were probably the most surprising for me, and I don't think that this trend will be stopping anytime soon. It's been on the increase for a while.
That was University of Arkansas undergraduate student Mary Hennigan and graduate student Katie Sider. The Arkansas COVID intern spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday. More analysis of the pandemic spread across the state is available at arkansascovid.com.